I'll tell you what, there's so many great events that happen in and around Fort Scratchley, and the Historical Society are putting on another event on Thursday. And we're going back in time for the life and rhymes of Banjo Paterson. Joining us to cover that today is Bob Harper, the president of the Fort Scratchley Historical Society. Bob, thank you so much for your time. First of all, currently president these days, how are you handling the responsibility? Does the buck stop with you now?
Unfortunately, all the time. Yep.
Well, that's it. You turn your back and all of a sudden someone's volunteered you for the job, and now you basically have to look after everybody's, which is fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the event that we've got on Thursday, because, I mean, it's a great look back at a great Australian name from the past, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, there's a bush poet. His name's Gregory North, a well-known poet wandering around Australia. He asked us if he could come up and if he could do the actual life and rhymes of the Banjo Paterson. But a lot of people don't realise that Banjo Paterson presented the second of his Boer War lectures in Newcastle on the 9th of October 1900, and on the 9th of October he'll be presenting that presenting his show at Fort Scratchley.
Yeah, and again, a nice tie-in with that 125th anniversary. And like you said, I mean, he was in Newcastle. It's funny, we hear a lot of these great historical figures from our past, and sure enough, we learn that they quite often do have a connection to our region, as Banjo did.
Yeah, look, Banjo got around. Until recently, I didn't know that Banjo Paterson. I knew he was a poet, and I've read a lot of his stuff, but I didn't realise that he was a lecturer and that he was involved around the Boer War. So, you know, you're learning stuff all the time about what goes on.
Now, take us through the event. What can we expect on the day there, Bob?
Well, what he's going to be doing, he'll be presenting his show. It'll have his own, Greg will actually add his own bits and pieces, but he'll be reciting the poetry, going through his show. I'm not going to give too much away.
No, don't give it all away.
Too much. but no, look, it's only a small size group. It's not a large group of people. So it's going to be very personal. He'll be right on top of you. He'll be with you. And by all accounts, from what I've read about Greg and what having spoken to him, he's really well known. He's highly decorated. He's won a lot of awards. And he does it pretty well all the time. So you can expect a pretty good presentation.
Yeah, it sounds good. So limited seating for this one, which is good. And it will be a fantastic look back into the past with that great historical tie to us here in Newcastle as well. Bob, I'll make sure you let you go and make sure everything's sorted out for the day and make sure the lawns are mowed and everything else. Thanks for stopping by. We'll catch you next time around.
You look not a problem at all. Thanks for the time and thanks for supporting us. It's much appreciated.
No, always our pleasure. Bob Harper there, the president of the Fort Scratchley Historical Society with the Banjo Paterson Poetry Reading. It should be a good event happening Thursday at 1:30.